This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. Three decades of settling arguments like, is Sarah Jessica Parker a horse or not? You're welcome. And now back to Rad Radio.
All right, got this email, rad@radradio.com from TJ.
Hi, TJ.
Mentioned the guys from Circles with an S, the social media positivity app, will be joining us tomorrow morning to talk about a variety of things, including the Circles launch party, which anybody that's invested $5,000 into the WeFunder account, whether it was 5 years ago when we started or right now by going to radradio.com and clicking on the Circles logo and going to the WeFunder account, you're invited. He wrote in and he said, Dear Rob, I have a stupid question, but appreciate any guidance you can share. I have RSVP'd for the Circles launch party, and I want to know, and then comes his question. Two things. First of all, your question is not stupid. Second of all, you are one of many that has asked this question, which is why I am going to wait and let the Circles guys answer it themselves tomorrow, because I want to make sure that we get the answer. I'm pretty sure I know what the answer is, but I don't want to say something and then have John and Danny roll in and go, you said what? No.
Ruh-roh.
That's not right. How are you on the board of directors? What is wrong with you? Why did we hire you in the first place, Baldy? That's what our meetings are like. Hey, if you're a welfare recipient and you're just waking up to start your busy day.
Good morning.
Here's a recap via emails from allegedly working Americans of what you missed on today's show, Graham. We got this note from Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
We talked about the guy down just outside of Bakersfield. Some poor soul was hit by an Amtrak train and killed, and in the process lost their leg. And along comes this guy that lives down there. He picks up the human leg and starts eating it.
Wow. What?
There's a lot more to the story. What? We're still trying to figure it out. Wendy wrote in with an interesting perspective and said, I'm not trying to call anyone out, but I was just wondering, shouldn't the whole suffered leg and then eating it talk have been included in the food news segment? Yeah, it was a tough call for me. Sometimes I have to figure out, you know, Is this food news? Is this its own thing?
Maybe when we get the follow-up story when the man is interviewed about how he enjoyed it,
yes,
what it tasted like, how he would prepare it in the future.
Right.
That would fall under the food news heading.
I am curious to know what it tastes like. And does it go with A1, hot sauce, or barbecue sauce?
Slow and low, probably, because of the toughness of a leg.
And why would this man have A1 and such on him as he's just walking by this severed leg? Who knows? We'll find all these things.
Oh, God.
Speaking of food, everybody's highly anticipating how fat I'm getting or have gotten. Friday will be 3 weeks to the day since I went to my doctor after I began not drinking but eating a lot, to where my wife is like, I can't believe it. I mean, she constantly said, babe, I love seeing you eat. You know, she's a Southern woman.
Aw, yeah.
You know, she would, thank God we never had kids, but she would be that grandma, eat more.
Yes.
We'll find out on Friday. You'll find out on Monday. I'll let you know. But Lisa says, if Rob doesn't lose all of his newfound weight, which we don't know that I have any.
You haven't gained any.
But if Rob doesn't lose all of his newfound weight by summer, he can't skinny dip, but he can definitely chunky dunk.
Yes. Chunk and dunk.
Okay. Cannonball!
Oh, now we got to refill the pool because Rob cannonballed.
No, he just stepped into it on the first step.
Ridiculous.
Godzilla.
There's no time
talked about how different men and women are, obviously, and there are just things that men do or don't do that women don't understand, like why don't we know things about our friends of many years, like their birthdays, their middle names, why don't we get details about their lives, things like that. Eric wrote in and said, I met a guy in college, one of my best friends. He was introduced to me as Rick Montana. After hanging out a lot over the next decade, I heard his wife call him Ryan.
Huh.
Slightly confused, I asked him if his real name is Ryan, and he confirmed it is. Apparently, because he looks like Rick Moranis, and he is from Montana, his friends started calling him Rick Montana.
Excellent.
And 20 years later, to this day, I still only call him Rick.
Well, that's fantastic.
See, this is where Facebook, back when it started, would be impossible for dudes. Oh, man, what was that guy's name? Oh, Rick Montana. Why aren't I finding him on Facebook to reconnect?
Never
because
gonna,
it doesn't exist.
Never going to get... Well, you're going
to... Or there's a Rick Montana, but not your friend.
No, you're going to look at him and go, oh, my God, what happened to him? Oh, it was terrible. Gregory wrote in and said, because this was another thing, women don't understand. How is it that men go into a public restroom and nothing is said, nothing is talked about, nothing happens?
Right, continue the conversation even though you're going.
Gregory says, I couldn't agree more with no talking in the bathroom. There's only one or two things to be done in public restrooms. My job is the worst. My coworkers will have full-on conversations about work or life in the bathroom. Meanwhile, I am destroying the toilet because of last night's Taco Bell.
Oops.
And if you are next to me in a urinal, eyes forward, I don't care about the game, your family, or anything else. All true. All correct, Gregory. And then Danny wrote in. We had a Dr. Rob letter. About a guy, you know, another, you know, having problems with sex, and it's after a baby. And but he pointed out, look, you know, that whole foreplay outside of the bedroom. I do the dishes. I'm cleaning. I'm cooking. I'm doing all that. And we also mixed that with the ability that guys have of shutting off their brains, of literally being able to do nothing. Because I do that at home. I love the kitchen's my room. And I love unloading and loading the dishwasher. But while I'm doing it, I'm not thinking about anything.
It's just a blank space.
I have the TV on. I'm listening to Seinfeld on the TV, but I am not thinking about bills, the show, emails, nothing.
Question. If you're listening to Seinfeld, so you can't at this point see the visual of Seinfeld.
No, it's probably no. Okay. Not usually.
So while you're listening, you're not visualizing that in your head? Like, that's not at least in your head?
Well, I've already seen every episode. I don't need to.
Fine,
no.
Fine, I don't
thinking
care.
This is where
matter.
This glass goes. No. No, my brain's off. So Danny wrote in with the obvious, and we thank you for that. He says, I also love loading the dishwasher before going to bed, and when I'm done, we both roll over and go to sleep. Uh-huh. 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 Very, very good.
And then you get more dishes.
Very good. We have a Mixed Picks Sportscast coming up
what?
In mere moments on Rad TV and at members.radradio.com and on the Rad Radio app in Sacramento. It airs on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. I might start the sports show with an explanation on that from Kyle because he'll be joining us.
I love his app.
Danny from Tech to Use joining us as well. For the rest of you, we will be back tomorrow.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys. I'm going home. Talking poo is where I draw the line.
Go on and go home, you fat chicken.
Bye, diddly eye. So long.
God bless you.
See ya, I'm glad.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Fare thee well.
Dar. Bon voyage. Toodle-oo.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So long, stink town.